for something that's been on my brain this morning, and that is what growth looks like. And it's a little bit different for me this time because I am at a place where I do have a lot of things in my quote-unquote self-care toolbox, but what I have done to self-soothe is not working now. And when I say not working now, it's been a wild week for me. A lot of up and down emotions. I did an energy reading on my Instagram on Monday, and I resonated with a specific one. It was a pick a card, and I was pretty excited. It felt good. Soft and cozy and very feminine, right? And the next day was as far away from this energy as you could possibly get. It was deep, dark, super emotional. I would almost call it kind of sometimes I feel very Lilith, but I was feeling very, very dark. Telling myself lots of crazy stuff. And it was just not a good day for me. I very, very rarely do I say I have bad days anymore. But it was just not a good day. So typically what I do is I kind of self-assess. I take the time to go, okay, what do I need to do for this? Because a lot of times when I'm kind of feeling like that, it's very superficial. Like, I'll feel like everything's okay, kind of in my center, in my heart. My guides will tell me that. But there's something very superficial, so they'll find things like something will pop up on TV that's funny, or they'll have me do little things to kind of, you know, cheer me up. But this didn't have any of that. It was very, very dark. It was a lot of time, very akin to like Dark Night of the Soul, like ego death kind of thing. And so I slept it off for the most part. I forgot what else I did. For the most part, I just kind of slept on and off. Wednesday, I was off Tuesday. Wednesday, I was also off from work. Great day. I got so much done. I was able to declutter and get that energy out. I smudged, to clear all that out. I think I did like my hair and makeup. Like, it was just a really, really good day. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. Have one bad day, right? And yesterday, Thursday, July 1st, another bad day. I dare say it felt worse than Tuesday. And I did have to be at work yesterday, but not till like 5 p.m. And it was bad, y'all. Like, it was so bad. Like, and again, there wasn't that underlying feeling of like, it's fine. I mean, it was deep and dark. And so, once again, I took some things to sleep it off. Nothing like crazy, guys. Like, you know, like diphenhydramine, you know, like Benadryl. And I just slept. I slept and slept and slept. Ironically, work was very good. It was a short, you know, evening shift, but work was really good, right? So that was sort of weird for me, just to kind of show you how this goes. And I woke up today, and I woke up this morning, Friday, July 2nd, and I'm like, and I don't know if you've ever done this where you just sort of wait and see, like, what, how do I feel? Is everything okay? Is this morning going to blow up on me before I have a chance to recover it? Because that's how, like, Tuesday and Thursday morning was. I was very, like, I would just start crying from the get-go, like, almost as soon as I opened my eyes. And so yesterday I was like, okay, or this morning, I'm sorry. I'm okay. Got a little smile peeking out, right? I don't know if you guys ever done that. Sometimes I have to go, okay, everything's okay, right? Because you do have to set that intention, just a little side note, you know, of how your day is going to be. You don't say it's going to be a good day. You go up and say, it's a good day. So you do really have to set that intention from the beginning. So once I realized I wasn't going to fall apart as soon as I started thinking, I went, okay, I have got to do something to get myself out of this, because clearly what I'd been doing was not working. So, or not working in the same way, where I'm very good now about choosing myself first, right? So if I need to just go ahead and sleep something off, typically that's what I've had to do when it's been kind of a dark mood like that. Because typically even after a nap, I wake up and I'm like, okay, everything's okay. And I start doing stuff and I'm fine. So it was not working in the same way as it used to. And as we get to the point of the podcast, that is what growth looks like, okay? It's yucky, it's messy, sometimes it is very dark and emo, you know, aside from just you realize that you're changing, sometimes it's not as obvious like that. And so I have a lot of little tools in my self-care toolbox. And some things I do, but I don't, they're not my go-to tools. Because for whatever reason, it's not something where I go, okay, this is what I need to do. So this morning, you know, I actually have an espresso machine that was given to me by a friend like 2 years ago that I haven't used. And I find when I was decluttering and cleaning my kitchen, I went ahead and set it up and I've been using it and it makes me feel good. I'm very much about romanticizing life. Cause especially if you're feeling like, you know, it's, you know, life is boring, nothing's changing. That is very intentional by spirit, because they just kind of want you to hang out, have fun, enjoy life. There's really nothing for you to do right now. So do something fun, make yourself happy, right? So you kind of got to figure out sometimes that's the task. Like, what do I do? Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not supposed to be doing any kind of like healing work necessarily or figuring out a business or whatever. And they just want you to be happy and have fun. It's like, what? Right? So I've been using my espresso machine. And this morning, instead of just making a cup of coffee, I was like, all right, I'm going to have espresso. I'm going to do the steamed milk, the whole deal. And so I did that this morning. And I started incorporating some sound healing. I'm very sensitive to sound healing. It works very well for me. And for whatever reason, it hasn't been a go-to. So that's probably going to change. So I have a seed pod bracelet, and that seed pod, let me tell you guys, I don't know if you've ever heard it. I do recommend listening to it. I get very I feel it very, very deeply inside of me. It almost makes me crunch up sometimes. So I think I'm realizing now that's the stuff that's got to get out of me. So I think that's going to be something I'm going to go to for now. And I really just used it and kind of went through some different parts of the bodies that are around me. So obviously my physical body, my emotional body for sure. I did it all around there. And I did things like, I was feeling a lot of the emotions I was feeling was about security. So I knew something was going on with my root chakra. So I did a lot of, when I was treating my lower half, I used the seed pod bracelet and pushed all that kind of gunk into the earth, for Mother Earth to kind of cleanse that and reuse that. And then when I felt good there, I did all my upper half. I did it from the heart, on up, and I pushed that up to the cosmic realms for them to also, clean and clear that and reuse that for positivity. And that seemed to work really, really well. Let me tell you, I was like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not flailing, but like crunching up in weird ways, like very much like some of these exorcism movies that you see, like just getting stuff out. Like it was very, very stuck. And for me, just if this helps with anybody, if you're resonating with what I'm talking about, the root chakra is very, very much the issue, which I knew. But on my upper chakras, it was my third eye, big time. So that, like, I was like, my head was like, my neck was like going all these weird ways, right, trying to get all this stuff out, and I pushed that up for them to clean and clear, reuse for positivity. And then something else I did, which I don't normally go to, funny enough, even though this is something in a capacity that's always been a part of me. I did some ecstatic dancing. Something else that works really well for me is shamanic drumming. Really taps into a deep, deep feminine place in me that I love connecting to. And I literally just, that was flailing. I was flailing and doing all kinds of weird stuff. And I have a bearded dragon for a pet, if you don't know. And he was just looking at me some kind of way. But that worked really well too. And so there's going to be things I'm gravitating toward now to help get that out. So something else I learned is, this is a different growth edge for me, which I don't know if you've ever said that, those two words together. It feels very uncomfortable, which growing does, right? So this is a very different one for me in learning what is that line before it gets this bad, right? Because most of us, if you're aware enough to go, I don't want to do this again, right? Finding out where you're kind of creeping up to that place before it gets that bad. And that's really what I'm trying to figure out. And so that just, again, I'll let that come to me, right? I'll put the intention out instead of just like pounding the pavement, right? Trying to figure out what, you know, what, why, how, right? But sound healing, I will very much get into. I'll probably start using them on the podcast. But those have already worked very well for me today. I feel a lot better. You know, I took a shower. I did another like water meditation where I imagined just stuff just rinsing off of me. I did a hair mask. So that's how I know I'm getting that stuff out. I did a very vulnerable post on my Instagram talking about kind of my week this week. Which is an alignment for me. That is really where I find my best, is when I am able to be vulnerable with my tribe, my audience. So this is what growth looks like. All right. It's definitely not sunshine and rainbows. For the most part, I would say not even. But it's not always this messy necessarily, but you do find a lot of it in the mess, right? If you can get to that day where you're not a total basket case, like I was a couple times this week, and go, okay, what is going on? And you do have to be vulnerable enough to go, okay. What is going on? How do I make this better? Because I don't like feeling this way. And that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, right? But have you ever really asked yourself that? A lot of people don't. Or just setting that intention for yourself. I don't like feeling this way. What can I do to make this better? And then just looking out for what that is. And sometimes it's a friend that's being extra silly that day, right? It doesn't seem like it. There's a reason for it, but the reason is there's something. It's something just to cheer you up. And sometimes that's literally all it is. Your spirit guides, your angels, spirit itself, just is trying to cheer you up along the way too. So I hope this helps. I know this is a really short one, but I may just do little chunks of podcasts like that. That's kind of my goal, so you can kind of listen to them on a drive, you know, to work, or just the grocery store or something. So little chunks there. So this is what growth looks like, okay, guys. And being, I don't want to say brave. I think there's a kind of a weird connotation with brave, that you got to be some kind of way for it. But I think vulnerable is a really good word. Because even though it sounds scary, there's a lot of strength in that word. And it's so being vulnerable enough to even ask yourself, what's happening? Why do I feel this way? And then just, again, being vulnerable and comfortable with either seeking the answers or being able to receive the answers. And then putting them into practice. So that is all we have for today. And I send you guys so much love. And I will talk with you guys next time.